This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Over the weekend, I watched your boy.
Oh, which one? Ryan Reynolds?
No. I thought he wasn't your boy
anymore.
He's not.
Sometimes I cling to things, but I think I've let him go.
Timothée?
Oh, Timothée
Chalamet.
Oh, in what?
The
Dylan movie.
The Complete Stranger.
The Complete Unknown.
Whatever it is. That kid's amazing.
Yeah, I watched that too.
People are raving about that
movie.
That
kid's freaking amazing. And you know,
He didn't win though, did he? He was up for the best actor.
I'm more likely to just hate him because you love him. But, you know, I am
so
watching
jelly.
This going... He didn't do the caricature that we all know of Dylan. Yeah, he didn't do that. It was subtle. It didn't, like, if he'd have done that, it would have wore me out and I would have been over it.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. And it was just, it was subtle and so well done. And I don't, as a huge fan of music, I don't know him. I just don't. I mean, I know Dylan. I mean, I know
him. We know of him, sure.
You know, like,
you know,
I'm
a few
watching
of the songs.
And I don't know Joan Baez and the lady who played, your neighbor.
Yeah.
Who played.
Monica Barbaro.
Another stunning.
You're
like,
in a movie with her.
I don't think I am.
You are. You're in the Pat Gillis movie.
Oh.
Whose 60th birthday. That movie, the Charlie Walker movie. She plays the girl with the camera in her purse who seduces the guy to get the footage for the you were great in it.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
I heard I'm on the cutting room floor, but okay.
Yeah, and are in the final edit. You are, unfortunately. I can see you in the background, but don't worry, I'm on the cutting room floor too. We both got cut out of that
I
movie.
Flirted with cigarettes for that role and I end up cut anyway. That's
you
not
can
the
see
point.
You in a crowd scene. Go on.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
And I know he's a good, like, he's considered one of the great lyricists. I didn't know
he won a Nobel Prize.
He won a Nobel Prize for literature.
Yeah.
And didn't show to collect, like,
he's. No, thanks.
He's kind of punk rock, even though he's folk music. And even the folk people were like, I don't know if I, folk off. Like, they totally went, like, absolutely. As soon as he went electric, they started throwing crap at him.
Yeah.
He's a guy who just was moving at his own pace. Anyway, I
wanted to do his own thing.
I loved it.
Did you?
Your boy was excellent.
Should I watch it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely should.
I haven't.
It was so good when it was over. I was like, oh.
I kind of actively hate Dylan's music. Like, I just never. But everyone's saying that to me. Like, it doesn't matter if you like his music or not. Like, you'll like the movie.
One of the things that, just to touch on it before I get to my other important part of my weekend.
Oh.
Important. Anyway, Dylan was that guy who showed up in New York with a guitar and a backpack.
Oh, I love that story.
There's your hundred thing guy.
$9.
He shows up and he's, you know, just immediately starts. And I don't know, you know, this is a movie. I assume since Dylan's alive, he could have said, no, that's not how it happened.
Right.
But he's a guy who didn't show up with 10,000 songs. He starts writing in New York when he's there. And things start happening for him. And his lyrics are amazing. Like, everybody in the folk music world is like, and there's a moment, I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about because I can't remember the song he does, but he keeps wanting to do new music because he's got new music. And he goes, this is a new one. and he's in front of a crowd and everyone's jaw drops. Like he is nailing the sentiment of the day. And they're showing the stuff from history that's happening with Kennedy being shot. And, you know, that's a time in our lives that was pretty volatile.
Sure.
You know, things have calmed down considerably since then.
We were babies.
Yeah, everything's fine now.
Yeah, no worries now. I mean,
right. But anyway,
got it all nailed down.
By the chorus, they're all singing it with him, and it's brand new. No one's heard it, but it was that kind of. Everyone perks up. Everyone starts like listening, and as soon as he does the second chorus, they're all in.
I think it's the times they are changing. It might have been the song,
something like that.
Yeah,
but it was just. Oh, I got chills. I was like, oh my God, this guy's having a moment. And
Timotei is pulling it off.
And Timotei pulled it.
Mm. Do you love him now too?
No. He's still, he played that role well. Mm. And I'm giving him credit for being like, he's next, man.
Yeah.
He's the next big deal.
He's got to bulk up a little bit.
Well, he played that artist role very well where he's like, there's a scene where he's in the middle of the night and he's kind of hunched over writing some lyrics and the chick wakes up. Sorry, Joan. You're not a chick. You're a lady. You're a woman.
Woman.
Joan, wakes up and looks over and he's sitting there in his underwear writing lyrics and he looks ridiculous. He's Twig Man.
Mm-hmm.
And she just had that all over him too, by the way. Or all over her. Because they'd been in bed.
I see. Right.
Anyway. It was good. You'll like it.
I actually, based on your recommendation, I might go there.
I'm a fan of like hearing a real like that. There's no Superman costume.
Right.
There's no.
Sure. No special effects.
Right.
No explosions.
Right.
Well, maybe there are. I don't know.
I don't think there are.
Yeah. You don't remember.
But you liked it too.
I loved it.
Yeah, I did too.
When it was over, I was like, I wanted more of the movie. Like it just flew by. It was so good.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.